Okay, 6 o'clock, opening the Charles and Select Board meeting of February 27th. I'll call it to order. You have all the attendance of the people that are here.
I do.
Any changes or additions to the agenda you want to speak? Anything else? No?
No.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of the 2:15. Second. We got any changes to them or?
Nope.
All set? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye. They pass. We're now in public comment. There you are.
All right. I stand up or am I sitting?
No, be comfortable.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, we live, you guys know where we live. I'm not sure if you, anyway. We're on the Morgan Charleston Road. And we're the last residents before you get to Morgan. So your town trucks turned around. We have a driveway, and then we have a lower driveway where the farmer goes in and hays the fields. And sometimes we bring logs out there. And that's where the Morgan trucks and the Charleston trucks both turn around. And I've been up here for, well, full-time for 30 years and part-time for another 20 before that. And the town trucks have always turned around there, and it's never been an issue. And our farmer put up a gate because he leaves his equipment back there. He wants to keep it safer. And you know, we let people hunt, but we like to control the hunt so that we don't, you know, just sweep the whole entire mountain and kill every rabbit that can't get out of the way. So he built a gate across there. Well, this year, the town trucks plowed further back and they destroyed the gate. And we don't feel like it. I think we're nice enough to let them turn around there. And Morgan says they didn't do it.
No, we didn't say Morgan did it. I actually sent a new guy up there to push back that the other day, and he pushed through it with loader.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a matter of me replacing the gate, right?
Yeah. The gate might be okay. The post is tilted over. That's going to have to be straightened. And maybe it'll all go together easy.
I called you this morning.
I didn't get it.
We never got a call.
I called you twice this morning.
Okay. Never well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank
you
for and that. I called you yesterday.
Never got that call either.
Because your number is 673-95 something, right?
No.
You're 4915.
There you go.
So you called somebody.
No, I called you because I guarantee you that your number's on my answer machine up at the shop.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
And the reason why I called you, and if you listen to your message, I actually left a message on your phone, and I said right on there that I noticed this morning that he pushed through the gate.
Yeah.
It's not because I haven't been up there, and I also told you I was going to be up there with the grader today.
And like I said, I don't know how bad it is.
I don't either.
It may not be bad, but the snow is 8 feet tall and pushed way further back than in 50 years. No one's ever pushed it that far back.
And there's a reason for that. The reason why we're pushing it back more is because we're using a 10-wheeler up there.
Right.
We're turning 10-wheelers up there now instead of 6-wheelers.
Yeah. I just don't want to. My biggest concern is the farmer did it out of his good graces to protect his own equipment with his own expense. And he hays my fields for free, which nowadays you don't get.
Yeah, right.
If you have extremely nice fields, they can even pay you. I don't. And he hays them for free. I love it. And I don't want to lose him.
No, I'll buy you a gate and I will fix the post.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And I hope it didn't cause you any inconvenience. I just not trying to get out of it. I noticed it today that he went up there and pushed it out.
Yeah. And the only reason we're here today rather than in May when we can look at it is in May someone's gonna say lightning did it.
No.
And right now you can see a snowbank 8 feet tall right up against everything. And it's obvious that it was the snow push that did it.
No, you're right. You're right. He pushed through it with a loader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, accidents happen.
We will get a fix for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've made plenty of accidents.
It'll be taken care of.
It will be.
The way you
want.
No, you have my word on it. I will take care of it. As soon as the snow breaks out and I can take care of it, I'll take care of it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, wish we answered a phone. We wouldn't be here.
Well, it's good. Nice to meet you.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
All good. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening,
you too.
All right.
Okay, so that was simple. Now for the road report, you want to go in executive session at some time?
I would like to, yeah.
Let's start now?
Sure.
All right, so I want a motion to go in executive session for employee conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Help me to shut up when I should. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to hire Danny Letourneau as a part-time employee at $28 an hour. And the he will be as needed.
Yeah.
That's the only commitment we have. All right.
Yes. Second the motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, to under the road is Peggy Maxwell called me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about her?
I went up and saw her with Timmy.
Okay. So you're aware of
it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I just wanted to put it on the record that they've been backfilling all kinds of
in the ditch, yes.
Right in the ditch.
Yes.
And they will be responsible and liable for the, for cleaning it out, and they will get a bill. And
so are we doing
if
it?
If we have to clean it out, they're going to get a bill.
Well, that's what I mean. At some point, we're going to, so we have to have a conversation with them first.
Right. I mean, I think that they, I think they ought to do it, because I really don't want to put our equipment through all the cow poop and stuff.
Right, right. Okay, so
know. Stick so, up our garage
That's yeah. a situation like that. Clearly, he can't do it now. Or can he do it now?
I can do it now.
Could he do it now?
Yes,
he can if he has an excavator.
They just pushed it into the ditch, so they can probably get it back out.
So they will have to be told to clean it out immediately before it causes any problems.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so you want me to do that?
I would love you to do that, but...
Or just drop him a letter?
I don't know if a letter's, I don't know if a letter's going to work, though. When's he usually there in the morning? Is
Monday
he there in the morning?
Monday morning, you want to just drop by and see if he's there after you get done with
it? Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll come with you.
But the select... In the next meeting, if you have to make a real formal thing on this thing, if he objects. But we'll have it noted now that he's going to be forewarned to do it immediately, and if there are any consequences of the action, he's liable for everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Make that public record. That's the only thing. The other thing.
What do you want to do about the Tim Mill thing?
Talk to him when he gets here. I mean, what am I going to? You know, that's what I would do. I'm not sure. I would. Let me get the letter up.
Where's it? Was clipped to the road business list.
There it is. Road biz.
I like the new little tags. It's very nice.
Okay,
I do like it.
It's totally open as far as I'm concerned. Cannot consider the matter resolved. I'm not quite sure. My first question would be, what do you think would resolve the matter?
What do I think?
No, him.
Oh,
not you.
Right.
I'm just looking at you and saying,
Oh.
It's ambiguous. We'll have to have a continue the, in other words, it's open conversation.
Right.
It's done.
Did the state not look at this property?
Oh, the state looked at it.
Yeah, everybody looked at it.
This is all done.
They said it was fine.
It was done to their satisfaction.
Yes.
Yes.
Then I don't think there's anything further, as far as I'm concerned. The state says it's okay. That's what it is.
Eric Pope and Alan May both. Alan May signed off on the grant, because that was a grant project.
Right.
Yes, I'm not saying there's any responsibility on our part, but it's not resolved, so.
Well, there's some issues that can never be resolved to the person's satisfaction.
Well, that would be my question, is what would, what resolution would satisfy you? And if he talks about a wholesale changing the whole thing, blah, 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 then let's say you have to speak to the person who signed off on the grant. So, I mean, what are you gonna do?
I would say the state's checked it, the state says it's fine.
So in other words, you have to say that again?
Well, sure.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Whatever from the state saying that they've checked it, it's okay, and if he's gonna issue it with the state.
Do we have any documentation of the state looking at it? Did they, it's just all verbal?
No, we have, actually, we got paid for the grant.
No, yeah, but I mean.
And they go over the work that's done.
And they sign off on it, okay.
They sign off on it.
Right. So there you go.
But you understand what I'm getting at.
What's the five segments that must be improved by 12/31/25?
Did you finish with this current topic before we?
I think so. Right.
They don't talk to each other.
We have to re-sign that. Hey, let me sign this.
We need another signature. It has been signed by Norm, so I'm just gonna pass that around.
Yeah, you have to sign this.
And
is
for
the
hiring for him.
Yep.
Board member on that one, or was it all three? Pages 7 and 8.
It looks like there's three spots.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I'll sign.
I can't remember.
Huh?
No, okay, I'll sign. Two.
No, there's three spots. I think
so,
we all.
Yeah, we're all,
yeah.
All three of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then, I think the next yeah, so the other two things on the list are the consolidated burial on Daniel.
There you go.
The segments. This came up because the NBDA followed up on our road erosion inventory, and they were just making sure we're aware of like deadlines for fixing segments. And there are five segments that are high priority based on their connection to watershed and that kind of thing. And they have to be improved by the end of this year. There's a list of them. One of them is the segment that has the bridge on Center School Road. One of them is a segment on Mill Street. There's two on 10 Mile Square Road in the Brett Manning Bruick driveway stretch. And then West Echo Lake, the segment that has the dam. When you look up on the municipal roads website, you know, the person who did the inventory has to enter what the problem was, and most of them said rill erosion, which is small erosion, like less than a couple inches, or you know, it's like the finger wash kind of thing. So it's possible that grading,
oh, okay.
Our shoulders would take care of it. So probably we'll just need to look at it in the, you know, as things thaw. Mill Street has, I mean, most of Mill Street, I don't don't think has ever been really up to standard, so I don't know about that one. And the one on Center School Road, and some of these there's not even a lot of shoulder because there's bridge. The one on Center School Road, they commented that the boat access is causing erosion, and there's a note to talk to someone about formalizing the boat access, but that would be outside of the right of way. So I don't. It's easy to put It's easy to put that on there, but not necessarily your responsibility to.
Right.
So as long as I would think the part that, you know, the right of way, as long as the right of way.
Yeah, 25 feet.
Yeah.
I just gotta figure out the scope of work on this. If I gotta have it done by the end of this next summer.
Right.
Because 2025, that's now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's this year.
The implication is that it's really pretty
small. And if it's the spot that I'm thinking of on 10 Mile Square Road from the pit, that's from the pit back to the.
Back the other way towards.
That's a lot of material right there.
But we had talked about this before, and you thought you could get that done.
Oh, I think I can. I think I can get it done. I'm just, you know, it depends on. But like this year, I don't have to wait until July to start this, right?
Right. This is not grant.
All right. So I can start this in April if I want it.
Anytime
you
want.
Yeah. Okay.
And on 10. These segments aren't connected to each other. There's one, and then there's a gap, and then there's another. One is by Haps driveway.
Where's the camp driveway?
Unless they're talking about the River Road. Because none of the properties, nothing is under Brett, so I'm not sure why.
That's me. Explaining
okay.
where it is.
Oh, gotcha.
I know that's
gotcha.
Where he lives.
Okay.
Where is the Brewitt driveway that you're talking about?
So, Hap's house, right across from the pit.
They dug across the road last year. Isaac did the work, put the power in.
The work they're going to do this year.
But closer to, so you know where his house driveway is. Right.
Yes. Towards the bridge or away from the bridge?
This way.
But he has a second driveway closer toward 105.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's from there to the driveway across the road that is next to the pit, that house.
The pit entrance?
No. So the pit entrance is further away than all of this. There's the pit entrance on one side, Hap's house on the other, and then on the same side, Hap's camp driveway. From there is where that segment starts, and then it goes to across the road. There's a little house that's near, that sits next to our pit.
Yeah.
And it's that driveway. So it's the camp driveway to that house driveway.
Yeah.
It's the stretch.
So it's like from the pit driveway down to that other camp?
Why don't we wait for the snow to melt, and then we'll go look at it?
It's not a very big area.
The segments are around 300
feet. Yeah.
It didn't go each way? Each way of that?
I was giving you the start and end point.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one. And then the other one is closer to us still a little bit. Oh no, I'm sorry. I got confused. One is the pit to the house, and the next one is the camp driveway.
Down to the ball field road.
This way.
Yes. But to the bottom of the hill, correct?
It's to the Bruick's driveway, which is on the northwood side of the road.
Just below it. What's the ball field? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's part of the list. what she's talking about. Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, so there's two stretches that are not connected to each other, but in the same area.
Okay.
No,
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well.
Yeah, the Brooks are at 1467 10 Mile Square Road, and the Eliasons are at 1551, so that's.
That's less than 100 feet.
Gives you an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the paving.
And adjust the upper segment, and is higher priority at Mill Street.
And the other one's about 300 feet.
This is the pipe.
Manning's to 1724.
It's the, from
no,
the pit to
3/10 of a mile.
It's sort of in front of the pit to the driveway.
Okay, I got the 10 right
now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's just a reminder that.
What happens if I don't get one of these done by the end of 25 next year?
This year? Yeah. If something happens, we would just have to try to explain it, you know? Yeah. It is possible to get waivers by storms and whatnot.
Well, I guess
and
the.
You can ask that question because I don't know the answer.
I guess the only reason why I'm asking, do they want me to put stone all the way down Mill Street?
We would have to look at the slope of that road to see if it was, you know, under 8%, it's your choice whether it has stone or not. I don't know offhand, but we'd have to look at the slope.
Because that's only what I'd be worried about.
Yeah. So yeah, anything you want me to look up for you, we can take a look at these on the map or, you know, at more of the notes or whatever about what they saw as the problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to figure out what they want.
We all set with this one?
Yeah.
Consolidated waiting for landowner permission on Dane Hill cable burial.
Yeah, does everyone remember what that was about?
They want to cross the road at Dane Hill near Crawford Hill.
They wanted to cross twice,
yeah.
And the board asked them to stay on the same side. Monty Kennedy owns that, and they were gonna seek landowner permission. We got an email last week, that the guy hasn't heard back, and he'd like to just do it the way they proposed by crossing the road because they have, they have the permission from that landowner. And so, but the board had already expressed the wish to keep it on the same side of Dane Hill. So I said, here's the contact information. I didn't know if they had the current address. But if he's not hearing back, I was wondering if the board wanted to reach out to the landowner to try to make this happen.
Well, that's the question that arises here. It's like, because this fellow can procrastinate, do nothing about it, so when it comes time to have to do that, he said, I never got in touch with that guy, so I'm going to do it this way because have permission to move across the road. So you have to sort of anticipate that and beat him to the punch, because it's crazy for him to sort of cross the road one way and then come back and cross the road.
He ain't doing that.
Well, he making excuses already. So
well,
you're gonna look, you just yeah. you just have to watch out for it, that's all.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
They will make the excuses that if he just signs the paper, if we hit his wire, he has to just come fix it for free. How about that?
Well, I mean,
that's pretty simple.
Okay.
Yeah. We did give him a current address, and I did locate an email address for them, so hopefully they'll do their work and get hold of them.
Where the box is now
the,
is in town right away, right?
Yes.
And is that what he's going to do, is move it back?
Move it out of the town right away.
Out of the town right away.
So the point being is that what I'm suggesting here is there should be a follow-up to this guy in 2 to 3 weeks. Not wait for him to come back in 3 months. I couldn't do it, couldn't find him, so now we're going to do it that way. That's what I'm trying to say.
Do we know where Monty is?
Florida.
No. Florida? Oh, that's right. He's in Florida. But where in Florida?
Look.
Keys?
We have his mailing address.
Oh, we do?
We do.
Look,
okay.
No.
It doesn't really matter.
No, let's stop right here. The suggestion was to call this fellow from Consolidated, all right?
Yes, and I gave him the current address,
right.
Which I have.
Just call him in 2 to 3 weeks and say, have you gotten in touch with him? And at that point, tell him, if you don't get in touch with him, then you're not going to be able to do that. We're not going to let you do that. Not get to August, September, October and get into a contest with. So that's all. I could just.
Yep. Yeah.
Would you like me to make that connection in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Follow up. Say how are you doing? Contacting, getting the Kennedy permission, and then maybe after that we might have to do it ourselves. Call up the guy and say, no relationship check to it. They're only going to go a few feet into it, right? This land.
Well, there's fence there, is there not? The fence would have to come down and do the work.
They'll do all of that.
Yeah.
They will do all of that. They're going to have to leave it the way they found it. All right. And the other thing I want.
There's normally cattle running in there all spring and summer.
It doesn't matter until something buried 5 feet. I would like to point out Margaret Maxwell's. Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, you should read this into record. It's quite a positive statement about the road crew. So, I thanked her.
And you said you were going there to look at it?
No, they've already looked at it.
Well, we went up and looked at it a week ago.
And
we went yesterday.
They looked at it, and they are going to go back to see Mr. Davis and put him on notice that he's responsible for what. Yes, he has to be cleaned out and responsible, whatever happens. Don't put it off. You want it done after the mud season.
Before,
or snow maybe
melt.
Now.
Yeah.
Maybe now, because he created it now. All right. Anything else about the road report you want to get out of here?
I do.
Go. Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
Take care of yourself.
We'll try.
It's getting better. It's going to rain next week.
Peter, don't even talk like that.
What season is coming?
Not yet. A little too early for that. It's supposed to be cold next week.
One day, it's going down to 5
down.
Below.
It's
going to
cold back down.
And
we're going to have snow right till April.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm Wednesday, right? 40s.
Good night, Wendell.
That's why we started cutting the banks off.
Careful.
Thank you.
I didn't want to break his heart to tell him they're calling for 1/2 inch of rain next Wednesday.
Yeah. 1/2 inch of rain.
Are they really?
1/2 inch of rain.
Seriously?
Seriously.
What's that? WCAX?
What?
Is it WCAX?
Actually, Wonderground. And.
I don't believe anybody.
I don't either, but I'm just saying. I mean, they did say that.
We have a friend who says Wonderground has a wet bias.
Has a wet
bias. So it always exaggerates.
Do they? I don't. It doesn't bother me. I just read it myself.
Yeah.
let's get back on track here. Where are we?
All business.
Thank you for these lovely little post-it notes and the organization. I love it.
Yep.
Okay. The livestock ordinance.
Yeah, I
like this Derby one. So you might consider going on with this. I mean, pretty much just minor changes to make it ours, but.
So can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
Is the idea to have a second ordinance or to change the dog one to include more animals?
Ah. Well, the Derby one, it combines them.
It's both, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a both.
Sure, why not?
It's yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much covers all the bases that you're interested in.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's there are warnings and, yeah. We could bump up the fees if we wanted to.
I think it's been bumped up.
No,
I think it's good.
So just to continue on with that, I mean, I haven't looked at it that close. I don't think much is specific to Derby. It's just pretty general stuff.
Derby.
Yeah.
No.
That fits well, and they just passed it, so a couple of years ago, soon.
I was thinking it was very recent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's September 24.
Okay.
I wonder if Sarah is ready to cite people for failing to remove feces.
Well, I mean, maybe Sarah could go through.
She's already. Oh yeah, she's.
Okay.
She's looking at this.
If she wants to take out stuff or add something,
I think
okay. All right, you have a conversation with her.
So how would you like to proceed?
How would you like to what?
Proceed on that, or are you still thinking about it? Or?
Nope. I'm thinking we should start.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do it. You start the process. It's 30 days. You got, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There's things you have to do.
So we would have to write a Charleston document.
Could you just take this and verbatim?
Well, you have to change the town name and make
sure. Of course.
Yeah.
If there's anything that doesn't apply, I don't know.
All right, so why don't everybody read it and figure out what they want? You're obviously going to change the town of Derby.
Right.
I saw nothing else that was specific like that at all. And you could say this ordinance will supersede the one we have now.
Right.
I would make sure that the dogs... The dog thing doesn't cover as much as ours does.
Yes, we might want to take the two of them.
And combine them.
Combine them?
Yeah.
Something happened, yeah.
And, you know, and my feeling is in terms of this town meeting coming up and stuff like that, this is not really...
Table until
until things lighten up a little
out
bit.
Who wants to work with Sarah
right.
Come up with a new ordinance.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
but
we'll shelve it till the next meeting. Is that what you're
saying? This is it. We're going to continue with this. If anybody wants to work on it or do something, but in the meantime, it's not top priority. We have to get through the next few weeks.
Oh, okay.
This is a good find, I thought, when I read it.
And I can, you know, I've got the the current ordinance, I can sort of start to think about how they might be combined and check with Sarah. Because it's always helpful to, you know, to have versions to show everybody and react.
And essentially, what I'm saying is that I realize it's a busy time of the year, so, but this is a good, and we're all agreeing on that, huh?
But yeah, I could find some time to do that, so.
Okay, and now the text, delinquent. For delinquents.
It's got a yellow tag on it.
I know, there it is, delinquent text. I would simply like to suggest to have copies of this at town meeting, at the desk. I mean,
to hand out.
To hand out.
As they sign in, just hand them.
Just hand them so they can read it out. That's just a suggestion because I don't feel I'm proficient enough to stand up in front of an audience to explain.
Well, I don't know if I really want to read this whole thing myself.
Well, I know, but that, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If we had copies there, and then all of us could, who's going to get up and say, cover all of this? The select board members?
Well, yeah, that's what we were kind of thinking, just because we have so much other stuff going on.
I know you do. Okay. Well,
I don't think we can have a handout that influences a vote
anything. This is informational, isn't it? No? Okay.
Can we make it a little short? And then I might say something? Like a little, very, very short?
We could turn this into bullet points, you know.
Well, what I was thinking.
Or you can tell me what stood out for you.
Well, I'm not going to be there, so I have no idea what to say to you.
You're not coming to the meeting at all?
I am going to be the meeting, but I don't have any. And I really thought that.
Well, it is in Article 3. There's already a warning in here.
Understood. Understood. But I thought, Colleen, that you are the one most proficient in this. And I know, and it would be nice to sort of have you maybe explain it if they need a general, if somebody asks a question. Just because you're the brains behind the operation. Or Terry, the two of you. I sort of put the two of you together. I know you're doing minutes and stuff like that.
We
will.
Be prepared to answer.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because we do know that Grace is not taking the position again, because that's why.
That's perfect, because I realize you're taking minutes and stuff, but you can answer the questions and then your minutes, and ignore the minutes, and just say a lively discussion ensued. But I think it would be nice to have the two of you field it and just sort of present it, because why not?
The moderator's going to read the article anyway, and then he can say if there's any questions. Does anyone
any
have questions?
Discussion.
Any discussion?
Okay.
And the board will handle it from there.
That way we don't need to say anything that people don't bring up.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Exactly.
And I was thinking that those two should answer the questions, because they're far more proficient than any of us are.
Yeah, we can do that.
If there's anything that we can't answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Did this make sense to you?
It did.
Yes.
It did. I thought it was well written.
Does it seem like a positive thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because it was fine, and having Grace on board with it, and you explained all the complications, and I mean, this is fine.
Actually aren't that many questions, and so you don't need to have You don't need to be addressing things that people aren't concerned about.
Yeah, most of them just want to get in there and out again.
That's too bad. I would like to know that we want to become informed. Okay. All right. Is that all set? Anybody else want to add to that? Okay, Echo Lake Protective Color Challenge.
They're having a road race.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it's just.
They're just letting us know.
Just informational. Okay. Yeah.
They let the board know just to make sure there aren't any concerns.
I'm good with it.
No,
yep.
Yep.
I'm fine with it. And now the moderator. I make a motion that we accept the resignation of Gene Wilson.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And now we have to. The reason for this resignation is because Gene is not going to be around, and we have to appoint a moderator. That's the plan. Okay.
We have to get elected.
All right. And whom are we appointing? Who is stepping up?
Gene has prepped John Kellogg, and he's undergone training, and he's studying his Robert's Rules. And
excellent.
He was down at the school today testing the PA system with Mickey Morelli.
Oh, perfect.
So.
Great.
So Mickey's going to be running around with the microphone. Good. All right, I'll make the motion about John Kellogg, the town moderator, to open up the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Good. That's it. And now we go to town meeting planning. We have some notes here.
Yeah, well, Terry Gray ran across this sheet that we had prepared last year to estimate the tax rate and the, you know, the difference in just municipal taxes from last year to this year. And I think it was also part of the budget process because I remember this amount, this $8.88 increase on a $200,000 property. Since we found it, we continued, gave it a 2025 line.
Excellent.
Right.
Put the estimate.
Right.
And we added a note about the school, which is decreasing a little bit. So.
Right.
So that way you have the whole picture, the municipal and the school.
Yeah. And I have stuff that, although last year not a question was asked, if I remember correctly.
Right.
I was shell shocked. I said, oh, it's just
you always want to be prepared.
So I have, you know,
right.
I'll try. I have some historical information if they want to ask what the increases have been the last several years, so blah, blah, blah. But this is a. Okay, so we'll ask if there's any questions and we'll move on. And the high points are. Aside from the fact it's just about a half of 1%. We managed to buy a truck.
Right.
With cash on hand. There are other stuff like that that will, I think they'll be fine with this.
And my feeling is that Peter, as a member who approved this budget, you don't necessarily have to run away from the head table, right?
I have no idea. I've always thought that was a real interesting turnover of power. In the years I've seen that happen, the board member gets up and goes and sits in the audience. I was going to do the same thing. In fact, I wasn't even going to sit at the table from the beginning because I just thought it was like, I thought,
that, right now.
Who started this process?
He went out the back door.
Yeah.
You chaired the board.
I'll go out the back door.
Together, like you're knowledgeable about it. Like,
no, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. I've always thought.
After the budget, then you can do
I've always thought it's pretty arcane. These people, would sort of, once they lose, they just walk off. I'm sure there's not going to be many questions.
Well, just know that as far as I'm concerned, you're welcome to stay.
Yeah, right.
to get through any discussion.
Just make sure there's an extra chair. I'll go sit with the fire department.
How does the thing go here?
Oh, in terms of the order of election?
At least they don't take you.
So
put you
against
them.
So we do the select, do all the... Everybody has changed
it's
over.
Right off it's right off, right?
Oh, right
off.
Right.
Offices
yeah.
are first.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
I said that doesn't really make sense.
It does. It's fine. It's fine. It's like we have to figure a
but
way.
But you're still a voter. You can still speak at town
meeting. Right.
I know. You know,
it's
like,
fine. I'm just astonished that there people get out of the chair and move. Okay.
We'll just put a third chair at our table.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You'll be our new assistant.
Exactly.
There you go.
I'll be the fifth wheel.
Okay. Is there any other?
No. This is fine.
This
is fine. I did hear. Who was it that said that?
What?
You might have that the auditors when they did the audit and they found out that the. The truck was purchased. They said,
oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they were
really?
They
were
so
really
pleased.
Didn't
borrow
any
money? No.
No,
they thought that was great.
It was also
have we
got
anything from FEMA?
No, ARPA?
FEMA. We have given all of our cost information to our program manager, and he's been sort of transferring all of that and writing projects. So it's in their court right now.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of fielding, like they have a question comes up about something and I respond. And so it's the bulk of the documentation is over and he's trying to get through it as quickly as he can. So
nicely done.
I will.
That was a lot of
but the money. But the money's there.
Look. Terry, that question cannot be answered.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'll say yes, it's there. You're going to ask me the question tomorrow?
Yeah. We have no indication that we're not being reimbursed as
okay.
usual.
I doubt if they can renege on that. But they might.
Well, you never know.
So, yeah, and I got through all of my, I had a little packet for every site and got everything scanned and sent off and then promptly spilled a cup of coffee on the entire thing. Now no one's going to know.
It's all scanned. It's all good. So good.
Really? It's a lot of work.
But it's fine. It's all there.
It's all
dry. You can still read it all.
Exactly.
It'll be in the archive someday.
Yes, it will. We'll keep it as long as we're required to by federal
law.
Good for you. And they were impressed with your work, I'm sure. It's hard to tell.
I think a lot of the towns they're working with, they don't hear anything back from. They don't even know who they're supposed to talk to. Yeah, I think it's kind of difficult, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Newport Ambulance seeking board director. That's a public knowledge, public notice.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah,
there you go,
well,
Peter.
Well,
so there you go.
Yeah, right.
They do specify that
okay, higher motives.
They prefer experience in various
president.
Things. One of them is municipal management, so I think that's why they send it to the board members.
Right, right. Any other new business? I know of none. Boyle's Law has been approved. Town meeting is this Tuesday at 10. And VTRAN's annual meeting has been confirmed for April 29th at 8 a.m.
I have it on my calendar.
Good. That's it. Anything else? Move to adjourn.
Can I ask
Go
one
ahead.
Question? Did we elect a vice chair for the select board? Do you recall?
Yes, we did. It was Tim.
It was Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Some meeting planning for the 13th then.
What's up?
You'll have to help me with the agenda.
For what's that?
For the next board meeting.
Yeah?
Because usually I work mostly with Peter.
Uh-huh.
It'll be you.
Perfect.
I'll make it easy for you.
She makes everything easy for us.
Oh,
all right, well, thanks for a great year, guys. And I hope
Peter, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah, truly, truly.
Well, I'll see you on Tuesday anyway.
I'm going to be around. I really
of course you are. Second.
Let's have a good
all
time
in
meeting.
Favor.
And there's supposed to be some kind of eats for lunch, so stick around, we'll get to know our people.
I'm stopping the recording.